Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. That's good. Yeah. And you know what? The sun is shining today in spite of all these things that we encounter as we turn on the TV and we turn on the radio and hear all that's going on in our country. God is still at work. That's right. He's working in my heart, and I pray that he's working in yours. And you know what? I love that sunshine, didn't you, when you got up this morning? It was wonderful because we've had a lot of rain. Well, anyway, I'm so anxious to connect with you today and share what's on my heart from the scriptures. Before I start my message, let me ask you a question. Listen up. Have you taken time to connect with us here at WWIB? Please do. October, of course, is our annual Connect Month, when you have an opportunity to share with us your choices of programs, your kind of music, your ideas. It's just wonderful to hear from you, and especially tell us about your family and your children and, of course, where you live, the town. And if you live a distance, and oh, that would be so wonderful. So let me say again, we would just love to hear from you. And I especially would enjoy hearing from those seniors who connected with us in the early years of broadcasting. And guess what? If you're on the mailing list, you have received pictures of some of us that started out years ago. And also, you have a sheet of paper. Yes, Carol goes and has one printed for you, so you have no excuse. And so get your pencil out today and ink and pen, your pen and write us so that we can hear from you. And by the way, if you're not on the mailing list, all you have to do is just give us a call and they'll see to it that you get the next issue of Update. Well, listen, I was unable to complete my message on my last broadcast, so would you please allow me to finish it today? The title is To Know God is a Personal Choice. If you were listening to my broadcast, you know that I've just am completing. I have one more broadcast. A series of messages on heaven. And I thought about, as I was preparing the messages, that I needed to remind our listeners that we each one have a personal choice. And if you want to be a follower of Jesus, you have to make a definite time a choice. Because, you see, we have a free will, and we certainly are not puppets on a string. We're not made to do those things or to accept Christ. The Lord loves you so much. He died on the cross for you, and he wants you to love him back on your own free will. It's wonderful how the scripture gives us so many examples to use in learning and in making our choices. There are a couple of them that came to my mind, so I just thought, well, I'm going to share those today. The first one that I thought about was Joshua. Joshua said, "Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve." And he told Israel, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And then another one I thought about who made a definite choice. It was Daniel. I love Daniel and the book of Daniel. So informative tells about the last days. And Daniel demonstrated the courage and the choice to follow the Lord no matter what the consequence. When his political rivals set a trap to eliminate him from their path to power, he didn't challenge the law or he didn't even complain. He went right home to the upper room and began to pray. The scripture tells us that he prayed three times a day, morning, noon, and night. But Daniel didn't have any idea if God would save him from the lion's den. But he made a choice. He chose to honor God in his life, whatever the outcome. So, like Daniel, like Joshua, we all are free to make a choice to follow Christ or to reject the blessed hope of heaven. For my text, I'll be using Romans chapter 1, where we are taught four ways that God gives knowledge of himself. And so these verses give us a basis of knowing God. I'm going to give you something to think about today. You remember, as you read the scriptures and as you've heard your pastor preach, God walked with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, but Eve sinned and entered in, and of course both Adam and Eve sinned, and it separated both of them from God. Romans 1:18 through 23 gives us this basis of knowing God. In this content of the scriptures, he gives knowledge of himself in four ways. So let me give you those four ways, something for you to think about. Maybe you're one out there and you've listened to WWIB for many years. And you maybe have even been asked, do you know Jesus as your Savior? And you've answered with, well, one of these days I'll ask him in my heart. But right now, I just want to just wait. Well, maybe something that I'll be reading from the scriptures will stimulate your mind and get you off dead center. That would be just wonderful. Well, one way that we are conscious of our Lord, of God in our world, is through natural creation. Oh my goodness. When you drive around now with the fall foliage, isn't it beautiful? Those red maples, they're just gorgeous. And so we can see through nature his invisible attributes. And there's enough nature all around us so that Paul says we are without excuse. Creation shows his design, his gravity. It shows unity, order, beauty, power, rain, fruit, vegetables, animals, insects, changes of seasons, kindness, order, majesty of the stars, the sun, the moon, each thing in order. He said, I am God and I have created it all. Psalm 19, 1 through 5. David talks about creation in Psalm 8. He tells us what he can do and what God can do. And there's so many references that we can go. Well, number two, we can know God through our conscience. And we all have a conscience. And there is a way where you can just reject Jesus so long that you just don't want anything to do with it anymore. I hope that I don't have a listener who feels that way. We are well aware when we observe murder and rape and stealing and everything that's wrong, that we can know God through our conscience. And we can know God through our precious Jesus. Hebrews 1 through 4 tells us that Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. He said, if you have seen me, you have also seen the Father. And of course, you and I know that he died on the cross to save us from our sins. And then, of course, and this is where I come from on the broadcast, we can know God through the Bible. All these years that I've been on, I've always used the Word of God as my text. And Romans 1, 20 through 23 tells us that man has the knowledge of God. And there's some downward stages that you can go to and through. There's that stage of I'm too smart to accept it. It's too complicated, or maybe even you would say it's too simple. Well, Satan said to Adam, you will become as God. So when you refuse God, you become one. If you want to worship yourself as God, forget it. Can you say, I am my own God? If so, what did you create? Can you promise forgiveness of sin? Can you promise eternal life? Well, then the stage two is ignorance, yes. It tells us that we are fools when we choose not to believe, because we become empty and ungrateful and our hearts are darkened. The Bible says men love darkness rather than light. They choose to believe only their own truth. Then there is indulgence, that they exchange truth to a lie and worship the creature. God gave them over and they're moving downward and attempting to fill the void. And then those who refuse to repent, and that means a depraved mind. A depraved mind is one that can no longer make good judgments. A person has lost the capacity to make right decisions. The last thing we need is to make the wrong choice and miss heaven and all of the happiness that you can have on earth by accepting Christ as Lord and Savior. And this message is a loving, and I hope you've accepted it that way, a loving warning that each one of us have to make a choice. We either accept Christ as our Savior or we deny Him by not accepting Him as a personal choice. If you have no peace, no joy, no assurance, and your life seems so empty, so lonely, perhaps maybe, just maybe, this message might be a warning that you need to make your choice today. Oh, how wonderful it would be if you would connect with us, writing and saying, I accepted Christ as my Savior today. I've been putting it off long enough. Well, let me close with this illustration. I thought it was a good one. Came from Daily Bread. And the founder of Radio Bible Class, Dr. M.R. DeHaan, was in his study one day when a man came to see him. The visitor told him he had served 5 years in prison and was released and then arrested again and sentenced to 15 years in the penitentiary for robbery. He had wanted to go straight, but he couldn't. He said that one Sunday morning while listening to the radio in his cell, He heard Dr. DeHaan say, excuse me, we are not saved by trying nor by doing anything, but simply making a choice to receive the Lord Jesus by faith. All that night, this dear man couldn't sleep. Finally, he cried out in desperation, Lord Jesus, the best I know how, I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. He said that, and then he testified that the peace just flooded his soul. And because of it, he knew that Jesus had forgiven him. That man learned for himself that salvation is gained not trying to do better, not by works, but by making a choice to trust Christ, who died for his sins, and I'll add, for yours and mine. So let me ask you, and as I close the broadcast, have you accepted Christ as your Savior? If so, you can rejoice today because of what Jesus has done for you. Salvation, by the way, is not what we achieve, but what we receive. Yes, it is a personal choice. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.